welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio. And hey, on a Friday, the SB&B report usually runs earlier, but today we're going to have the SB&B report within Farm Talk. There a lot of folks have concentrated now on sugar beets and corn, but there's still some soybeans going on out there going through the combine. Let's talk food grade soybeans with SB&B's Scott Sinner. Happy Friday, Scott.
Good morning, Mick.
A relatively lovely day. I guess this is more like sugar beet lifting weather, more like soybean combining weather.
Yeah, you know, we've got a few soybeans still out there. We're probably, you know, 75-80% harvested, I would say, in our North Dakota production region. So far, quality's coming off nice, and I'll tell you what, you know, this good hard freeze is exactly what we needed because, you know, with some of these late rains we had in August and September, some of the plants started greening up, and that's the stuff that's still out in the field. And so this frost will certainly take care of that, and those guys will be able to get those things harvested and in the bin.
Yeah, the nemesis, the kryptonite of combiners this year, green leaves in the corn and green in the soybeans. Just what a finish to a crazy year, huh?
Yeah, you know, it really was. You know, with it, it was just crazy to see. I've never seen it before where hilltops just literally came back to life. I mean, we're green, like green, and the rest of the fields were dried down. And so guys were driving around and trying to go around their hilltops. And I mean, it was all over the place. So, the interesting thing is, I mean, they're finding it in Iowa, they're finding it in Wisconsin, they're finding it in Minnesota. It's kind of all over the place. So everybody's kind of dealing with it.
And they're finding it in the wheat fields in central western North Dakota. Some of the regrowth there has looked better than germination of regrowth. It looked better than the germination last spring. Again, crazy.
Well, of course, Mick. Why wouldn't it?
Yes.
2021.
Yep.
Gosh.
The gift.
It's just a crazy year.
2021, the gift that keeps on giving. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Well, describe the quality of the food grade soybean harvest this fall.
Yeah. So some of the stuff that we're finding right now, you know, when we were going through some of the dry periods here in July and August, we were, you know, we certainly had concern on yield, but we also have concern on seed size because that affects basically how much we actually have to ship and how much we have to sell. Well, those concerns have been alleviated. I mean, we've been getting a bunch of samples in, and seed size looks great, and a lot of that's attributed to the late rain that we got. So seed size is nice. Quality's good. You know, our proteins are a little bit down, and that's generally just because of the weather conditions we had this year. But overall, it's still something that we're going to be able to get moved overseas, and they're screaming for beans.
And what I've heard is that they are less concerned about the price than they are about, they're more concerned about supply. I mean, they just need soybeans.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, they can't make their food product. I mean, we are talking food here. We're not talking feed. We're not talking crush. We're not talking soybean meal, soybean oil. We are talking about food. And so these food companies cannot make their products if they don't have the raw ingredient to make them. And so, you know, some of this supply chain stuff is pretty scary, and they obviously are keeping very close eye on things, and we're coming up with working with our customers to provide solutions to them to make sure that they can continue to process and manufacture their goods.
Now, they are great customers. They are repeat customers. Sure, over the course of the years, they've even gotten to be some good friends, and I understand you've got one coming soon next week.
We do, yeah, actually. We're super excited. One of our longtime customers and like you said, friends, more so than customers, is coming over next week, and he's going to be here all next week. He hasn't been able to be here for 2 years, And so we're excited to see him. He's one of our largest buyers, and he decided that he can get around some of the COVID protocols and do some of the quarantining and things he needs to do, because he wants to come over and see the crop and see what the quality looks like.
Now, tell us a little bit about that individual. What does he process?
Yeah, so these guys, they're one of our largest customers. They're from Japan, and he buys all of our natto soybeans. So a lot of the natto is fermented soybeans. I've talked about it before. It's an exceptionally healthy soy food, and Japanese eat it for breakfast just about every day, similar to like we do yogurt or something like that. Just a small little cup for breakfast. Tastes terrible and smells worse, but over 60% of that market is supplied from this region, and so we contract and we sell a lot of natto soybeans, which is to a farmer is just a small seeded soybean, but it's still a soybean.
So. Now today, the price of beans on the Chicago futures contract somewhere between $12.20 to $12.50. Next, yep. do you see, and then of course you tack on the food grade premium, and the price is exceptional. Do you see the premium continuing to expand through the course of the winter and for the 2022 growing season?
Yes, I do. I mean, our premium structure is going to be up this year, because Mick, quite frankly, the premium is a function of the Chicago Board of Trade. Right, and so when the Chicago Board of Trade goes up, premiums go up, because it's just a percentage of the overall value, essentially, is how we're figuring it out. And so, you know, when Chicago Board of Trade comes down, the premiums come down. So it just kind of ebbs and flows with kind of what's going on with the market. And right now, that's one of the reasons why Chicago Board of Trade doesn't necessarily change a whole lot of buying habits for any of our customers, because they're locking in and able to hedge some of their price risk on that as well. So right now it's just we're already in discussions for next year. The customers are asking for more and more, which is really great to see. So we have really strong demand, and we're also starting to get a lot of really strong demand and inquiries out of the U.S. And so there's a lot of things happening, and we're expecting our production to be higher again next year.
All right. Well, let's get that phone call made to you. How do guys get a hold of you to talk growing food-grade soybeans next year?
That's the easy part. Give me a call, 701-347-4900, or you can check us out on the web at sb-b.com. But again, I mean, we're going to have some exceptionally lucrative contracts out next year, and things that I think guys will be pretty excited to write some contracts and get some beans in the ground.
Make the phone call, and you'll head out and visit, right?
Yep, I sure will. Sit down and figure out which variety is going to work best on their farm and earn that acre. So I think the farmers will be pretty happy with some of the prices and some of the contracts they'll be seeing.
For sure. All right. And there are a lot of other factors at work that make soybean production, food grade soybeans in particular, very attractive. So, hey, Scott, thank you for this visit. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. That's today's SB&B report here on Farm Talk.